75 years ago, Pope Pius XI promulgated his encyclical on the royalty of Christ. And it was in response to the then 125 years of deterioration in the social and political spheres in which the entire world, which had at one time been Catholic, that is, Europe, in which that world was now pagan. And the Church looked about and saw all of the lands that these Europeans had colonized, including South America, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And all of these places were infected by the same deterioration. The royalty and law of Christ in society was once taken for granted in ages past. It was as much taken for granted as the ideas of democracy are today, or freedom of the press and freedom of speech and so forth. The royalty of Christ and the reign of Christ in society was an unquestioned article, not only of faith, but also of daily practice. And the institutions of the Catholic world, including political and social institutions, reflected his royalty. But by 1925, this order had been completely set aside, both in theory and in practice. Furthermore, after World War I, the world was being organized through the League of Nations by Jews and Freemasons into a thoroughly pagan, naturalistic, and anti-Catholic society. Pius XI, no doubt, was aware of those developments. The forces of liberalism, democracy, and Freemasonry had succeeded finally in overturning the last vestiges of Christian civilization in Europe, and now had, in 1919, after the war, a free hand to organize the world on the basis of humanism and not Christianity. After World War II, the United Nations has picked up where the League of Nations left off. The paganization of society since the French Revolution, and especially since World War I, has had a devastating effect upon Catholics. There is a natural tendency to follow the habits and the ideas of those who are in your peer group. People naturally follow others and do as others do. It takes an extraordinary courage to think and act independently of others, to go against the grain, to swim against the current. And as a result, the average Catholic living in a paganized society becomes and acts like a pagan in his attitudes, his practices. He begins to think and act like others. This happens to him unless he takes positive and courageous steps to resist the influence of liberalism and humanism. to give you an example of just how far we have come in the deterioration of society. I want to quote to you what Cheney said concerning those who are addicted to the sin of Sodom. He said, "The fact of the matter is, we live in a free society, and freedom means freedom for everybody. We don't get to choose, and shouldn't be able to choose and say, you get to live free, but you don't. And I think that means that people should be free to enter into any kind of relationship they want to enter into. It's really no one else's business in terms of trying to regulate or prohibit behavior in that regard." Unquote. And when he was speaking about marriages between those who are addicted to such a sin, he said, quote, "That's a tougher problem. It's not a slam dunk. The matter is regulated by the states. I think different states are likely to come to different conclusions, and that's appropriate. I don't think there should necessarily be a federal policy in this area. I try to be open-minded about it as much as I can and tolerant of those relationships. Like Joe Lieberman, I also wrestle with the extent to which there ought to be legal sanction of those relationships. I think we ought to do everything we can to tolerate and accommodate whatever kind of relationships people want to enter into." If that had been said in 1925, there would have been a roar of outrage. That such a hard thing could be said publicly. A roar of outrage, because even then people had a sense of the natural law, and that it is filthy that people should enter into such relationships. Filthy. Perverted. But there is not a peep of outrage against such a statement. And this is the man that purports to be and is alleged to be the conservative. That is how far we have deteriorated. It is like a car that has fallen off a cliff and is crashing down in flames. That's our society. That is it. And it is because of the liberalism and the humanism and the abandonment of even the natural law, if we set aside Christianity, even the natural law, we are headed for disaster. And it will come one day, as it has come for all nations who have sunken in the same way. Disaster. If we don't see it, our children will certainly see it. And that is why Pope Pius XI gave us this wonderful doctrine of Christ the King. Christ the King. But it has been ignored. And as a result of the general dilution
of the faith of Catholics, we got the Novus Ordo, which is humanism merely with a Christian sauce upon it. And most Catholics have accepted it with joy. Some Catholics, however, have been given the grace to know and resist the error. And that is why you are here today, and many other Catholics like you in similar circumstances throughout the world. But I must say, and I warn you, that many Catholics who have been given the grace that you have been given to know what is true, to adhere to the true faith in this period of a new Arianism, many are pious liberals. A pious liberal is someone who retains all of the pre-Vatican II piety, but whose ideas and moral principles come from the devil. For it is the devil who is the author of the modern-day liberalism, the modern-day rebellion against Christ the King. He is the author of humanism. He is the author of this whole world that is perverted and which sinks daily into a greater perversion and a greater and more hardened rebellion against Christ the King. Christ the King must be honored first by our obedience to his law and then by our piety. But the pious liberals accept all or some, for there are degrees of being a pious liberal, all or some of the attitudes and behavior of the world, but at the same time love and practice the piety of pre-Vatican II Catholicism. And as examples of attitudes and behavior of the perverted world, I give you what is on television, I give you what is in the movie theater. The way people raise their children in the spirit of rebellion and equality between parent and child. Worldliness, human respect, the acceptance of divorce and remarriage and of false annulments. These are all ways in which Catholics who know the truth and have been given a great grace compromise shamefully and are interiorly liberals and obedient to the devil, but outwardly are pious and traditional. It is our obedience which must first worship Christ the King before our piety. And to give him piety without obedience to his law is a Pharisaical sham. To give him piety without cutting off from this world, which is full of the spirit of the devil, is a Pharisaical sham. And we know that our Lord detests hypocrisy, and he was full of condemnation for those who gave him the Pharisaical sham of an outward piety but an interior corruption. And I think that those Catholics who have been given the grace to know the truth, but who arrange their attitudes and their moral lives according to the liberalism and humanism of this world, will be condemned to a greater punishment by Christ the King than those who have not been given such graces. For to give our blessed Lord merely piety and not the interior obedience to his law is to make out of him nothing more than the Queen of England, who receives all of the external homage of being the head of state, but who is a totally powerless and even useless thing politically. That's what it makes out of him. And if our blessed Lord does not receive the glory from his subjects of reigning in their souls, in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies, if it is not there where the kingdom of God is found, then he will have his glory in another way. For he is not merely a figurehead like the Queen of England or the King of Norway. He is a king with power. He is a king with a scepter. And he will have his glory from his subjects, if not from their love and obedience, then by suffering and punishment. For the law of God must prevail. And where obedience is not given, then punishment will be given. So don't be pious liberals, but worship Christ the King by the obedience of your minds and of your wills. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.